Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. Find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. As is Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And our thanks to highspeedweb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, the man, the myth, and soon to be a legend, the director of the Applied Technology Center, Ron Rivera, is with us today on our Straight Talk program. And if you have not been out to the Applied Technology Center, let me tell you, you are really missing out on something, because this is, what would you call it? I mean, this is hands-on reality learning. How's that sound? Does that sound pretty good, Ron?
Excellent.
Excellent. All right. So tell everybody a little bit about you, since it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yes. First of all, thank you very much for the invitation to come back.
Sure.
I believe it was a little over a year ago I was on the show. Well, I'm going into my 31st year. I actually did not start in education. My career started in the automotive industry. I worked for Shell Oil Company. I was the person, I don't know if you remember, way back when you would pull up to the gas pumps, the bell would ring, and an attendant would come out.
Oh, yeah, fill up your tank.
Wash your windows, yeah. Check your oil. That was me. That's all through the 80s. That's where I started. My first 8-9 years of my career was working for Shell, and eventually I ran the station. Loved every minute of it. But then, of course, times change, and they, meaning Shell, in Northeast Ohio, and I think it was about 1988, they converted all their full-serve stations to self-serve, and then that's when I said, I'm going to get certified to teach.
Good for you. Good for you. So now you've been here.
I've been here since 1992.
And the head of the Applied Technology Center since?
2017. So I'm going into my fourth year as director of ATC.
Right. Your former director out there, Don Gilman, is now the head of the
Adult Ed.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Another good program. So if you had to, in one or two sentences, explain what Applied Technology is all about, how would you do that?
Well, you did a pretty good job when you first opened up. Hands-on.
Yeah.
It's hand-eye coordination, hands-on, skill development. This is the first leg of training for the skilled workforce. This is the first leg.
And everybody, it's not a requirement, is it, that every student get a little dose
of
this?
They have, in order to earn a diploma in South Carolina, you have to earn 24 units.
Right.
And so many of those units have to be elective. So the courses can satisfy that elective credit for graduation.
Well, if I were the commander-in-chief of the school systems, I would say you have to do this.
Yep, absolutely.
Because it really is an eye-opener. It's a lot different than just, here's another textbook, let's learn from the textbook, yep, rather than having our hands on. So when we talk about the types of things that you offer out there, run down a list. Carpentry?
Well, it's funny you ask, because in front of me, I have every technical program of study that we offer in Rock Hill schools. We have 28 technical pathways of study. 22 of those pathways flow through ATC. We have automotive, agriculture, construction, digital art, health sciences. Health sciences and digital art are our two largest, most popular. Media technology, veterinary assisting, teaching fundamentals. Students who think they want to teach, we have that program. I mean, it is amazing what we offer at ATC, our students, to Rock Hill and Rock Hill School.
So if we pick one of these areas, let's just say we're going to pick carpentry.
Okay.
We like using our hands. We can take, what, a series of courses,
yes,
over a period of high school?
Our goal is to have as many program completers as possible. And That can be anywhere. That can range. In order to be a completer, depending on that pathway of study, it can be anywhere from 3 to 4 courses that a student must complete in order to be a completer.
But now, when you say 3 or 4 courses, I'll use carpentry as an example. Is that 3 or 4 different
level
classes?
Level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. Gotcha. So you start off with your basic or your introductory, and you work all the way up to your advanced. And then beyond that, and this is in our state accountability model, our goal is for every completer to earn their industry certification in that pathway. So in other words, when they come out of school, they have that basic level credential to go to work.
So you're telling me, I'm going back to my carpentry again, that I can, if I do my 4 courses of program completer, I'll become a program completer. Mm-hmm. And part of that is I'm going to get my industry certification.
Yep.
So I will be able to go out and say, look, I've completed this, and now mm-hmm. I'm yep. worthy of you paying me some money to do this.
Yep. So the very basic, for example, the very basic credential in that area, of course, all the areas, is your OSHA safety, in general industry safety credential.
Okay.
That's pretty much a must. You have to understand the ins and outs of all the safety of especially general industry if you're going into that field.
Right.
Okay, and
where
then
you
have residential, then you work towards your residential carpentry. So you start the stackable credential. The students need to get those basic credentials before they get out of high school or upon graduation. So when they get ready to move to the next level, then that employer can take them where they're at. They know that the employer knows they have the basic skills, and then they can train them for fine-tune them from there.
I would imagine one of your courses of study is also to be an electrician.
Yes, we have electricity program.
I tell you what, if you can get that basic program completer in electricians and go on, you can make a bucket load of money.
Yep,
you can make a bucket load of money.
Absolutely, and welding. Welding, you can basically, if you can weld pipe and weld it and weld it well, you can name your price.
And we are offering all of these things to every student that is in the Rock Hill School District. Is that correct?
Yes, they have to be, in order for them to attend ATC, they have to be enrolled in one of the 3 high schools.
So you obviously have a very popular bunch of classes over here. Because you've had a record number of students?
Yes. Last school year, we had an unduplicated enrollment of 1,606. Now, when we say unduplicated, that means you only count the student one time, because a student may have multiple classes there, but you only count them one time. And then our duplicated enrollment was 2,124. But unduplicated was 1,606. Very, very pleased with that. With a center that has 3 feeder high schools, that's and previously, before I arrived to Rock Hill, I was the state CTE director, and that's a very, very healthy enrollment, unduplicated enrollment for a center that serves only 3 high schools. There's centers that serve 5 high schools, 6 high schools that don't have that enrollment.
So what do you attribute that to? Besides the excellence of the programs, I mean,
recruiting.
How do you do that?
We go to every middle school every year since I've been there. I take myself, my counselors, and my work-based learning coordinator. We go out to every middle school and we talk to the entire 8th grade about what's going on at ATC. And then we also started something new a couple years ago. We pretty much did away with spring open house, and we call it Winterfest now, ATC Winterfest. And what we do there is we invite all rising freshmen and their parents. We open up all the labs. We have students, we have existing students demonstrating what's going on in that class so those rising freshmen can see exactly what's going on and have a chance to ask students questions and instructor questions. I think that's made a big difference.
You know, when you gave me a tour out there a little while ago, one of the things that I remember is, I guess in the automotive section, they had actually built a car.
Rat rod.
Right, that's it.
Rat rod, yes.
I mean, who would not want to do that? Who's a guy?
Yeah, they actually started that project before. In fact, I was invited when I was the state director. I was invited to ATC to see that project in action, and I was very impressed back then. But that's a really, really, really neat project. And the students design and build that from scratch. I mean, from scratch. And they use various cars. It's just amazing.
Here's an engine, here's a gas tank, let's put them together and make this work.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the teachers who teach this, are they retired skilled workers from these various fields?
Or some of them are, but some we pulled straight out of industry right into the classroom. You mentioned the electricity program.
Yeah.
The electricity teacher there, Jason Gilbert, he was recently in the commercial electrical industry, and that's the beauty of some of our programs is we have that flexibility to hire somebody who is in the field, because that's the requirement. In order for them to teach that program, they have to have either two, three, four years in that area in order to teach the program. So he was hired straight out of industry, and just about every instructor there, maybe there's a few exceptions, have worked in the
industry.
Well,
are some of them, what would I call them, part-time people, let's say, who is a current electrician, but he's also teaching this course on the side?
I don't have any part-time. All my positions are one FTE, or is full, one full-time position, but several of them actually still work in the field
on
the weekends, and then, of course, on breaks and summer break.
I mean, I would think that they would love that just to keep their skill set up.
Yep. And in fact, when I first moved here in 92 and I was teaching and coaching at Rawlinson Road, I still worked. I did side jobs. I still worked in that time it was the construction industry. We renovated. We had a little renovation. My brother and I started a little renovation business back home, and we moved it down here and did that until we became certified in administration. So a lot of CTE instructors still practice their craft, so they can stay on top of their game.
I'll bet you could tell me a whole bunch of success stories about a young man or a young woman who became really engrossed in whatever their field of interest was and took what they learned from the ATC and went on and on and on and now are just doing great.
Yeah. Miss Harrelson, our drafting design instructor, she has, I love, outside of her classroom, she has a big poster of her former students. And that she has their picture, and under their picture, she has their current business card, what they're doing in the real world. And it is amazing to see. In fact, one of her recent graduates is in Washington at the Pentagon working as a engineer. I love how she does that. That she does a great job of that. I'm going to brag a little bit on a recent student, Lee Holland, who just graduated from. She had some of her classes. She was also an intern for the city of Rock Hill in their GIS department, Geographic Information Systems. And she was also named the Catawba Region, which is York, Chester, and Lancaster County. She was this year's Catawba Region champion. So we are very, very proud of her accomplishments. And she was also one of the very first batch of students to get certified in our newest drone program.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from our mid-program break. But we're going to remind everybody that they are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. The magic cue card is there. We all say it together at the count of three. We tell everybody how it's done. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice, slice,
slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Garden, garden, garden.
That's it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's Business Class Internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about Business Class Internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Need extra cash? Relax. Founders has personal loans for all needs. Whether you're knocking off items from your quarantine home renovation list or consolidating existing debt, there's a loan for you. Our flexible loan options offer low rates to give you the confidence you need. Visit Relax, join Founders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Ron Bavaria is with us. He's the director of Rock Hill Applied Technology. And you talk about a fascinating story about what young men and young women are learning with all this hands-on experience. This is education on steroids because it's a combination of a book, but it's also a combination of taking your hands and making something happen. All right. We're going to get into one of the areas that I think is fascinating, is that you actually have a program out there that is about drones. So explain to me how this one works.
Yes, our newest program is drone technology, Drone Scholars Program. We partner with a organization called AI Nautics, and they provide us with certified drone instructors. It comes with all the drones, all the supplies we need, even liability insurance. They're on our campus. Last year they were on our campus one day a week. But this year we wanted to expand and put the full program in. So I have 35 students right now, 35 students enrolled, and they will provide an instructor for us 5 days a week to come out and start with the first two courses. They'll get two courses a semester, so in actuality, in 1 year, a student can complete the full Drone Scholars Program. So the two courses that we're going to start with this semester, upcoming semester, fall 2020, is the Theory Prep 1, Theory Drone Certification Prep, and then Prep 2 is Application, Drone Engineering.
Yeah, because you first thing you need to understand are the rules, the FAA rules about these things.
Absolutely.
Because you can really cause a major yes. problem flying those things that's outside the limits.
That's why we want these folks, because they know what they're doing. They're fully certified that they are FAA drone pilots. And the students, when they complete, they can sit for the FAA 107 drone, which is your basic certification. So at the end of the semester, they'll be eligible to sit for that exam.
Good.
For that certification.
Well, I would imagine that class will probably double in size.
As I researched this program and as I researched just the use of drones, they are used in almost every major industry, especially agriculture. They're heavily utilized in agriculture, but of course with real estate.
Oh my gosh, yes. Real estate! It's changed the face of real estate.
Yep.
It's wonderful to watch those videos of what your house or property looks like from the air. Yep. Now, you had an interesting little snafu. Well, let's just take a second and talk about how the pandemic has impacted what you do at Applied Technology.
Yeah, ever since March 12th, I believe. Yes, March 12th was the last time we had live students on our campus. So, of course, now we're offering a virtual academy. So what we're doing right now is reworking all our rosters. But what I like about what we're doing in Rock Hill is that even the students who enrolled in the virtual academy can still come to ATC's campus for their hands-on course.
I mean, how could you not do that?
Yeah, there are four courses that we said can remain completely virtual, but the rest of the courses they can still come to our campus because let's face it,
you can't put an automobile together.
Yeah, exactly, automotive, welding. Your upper level health science, like for instance, clinicals, CNA, students who want to earn their certified nurse aide certification. In fact, right now, back at the school, we have a handful of students who've already graduated. They were scheduled to take their CNA exam in April, but of course, all that was canceled because of the virus. The state has finally released state examiners starting last week. So last Thursday and this Thursday, we had recent graduates coming back to get to earn their CNA, to take their – it's a two-part exam. It's written and it's skills. So we tested half of them last week and the other half this week because we couldn't have all of them there at the same time because of social distancing guidelines. So we just split them in half, and we have the second half on campus today taking their CNA.
And the CNA is like the first step
very first step in really in anything in nursing.
So when they go to apply, let's say, to get a nursing degree.
Yeah, LPN, RN, yes.
That's a good thing to show them.
That's the foundation. That's right.
That's great. So you've done okay during this pandemic. Everything's still operating. As you say, those who... Just about everybody is coming back on campus at one time or another.
We're planning, of course, teachers will be back on campus on September 1st, high school teachers, September 1st, and then students will be back on campus September 8th. Those that chose to come back face-to-face, now we have to bring them back on a CAB day because you can only have so many students per square footage, but we're fortunate at ATC, our rooms are fairly large, so I can have, in most of my labs, with social distancing guidelines, I can have up to 18, and in a couple labs, 20, I can have up to 18, 20 students there and still satisfy the distance, the social distance.
Do the students get it in terms of, you know, we got to stay apart from each other? I mean, do they have to wear a mask when they come in?
Yes. During transition, yes, absolutely. Now, once they're in their seat and they're social distance, then of course it can come off. But anytime we're in transition, they have to be on.
But if they're working on a project together, like building a car, and one guy's got the wrench and the other guy's got the nuts.
If they're close, they have to have a mask on.
Okay, good. So with all that being said, you've got some interesting news about a rather substantial opportunity for some new dollars to come in there through some grant. Tell me about this.
Last week, the Apprenticeship Carolina, which is housed under the state technical college system, the United States Department of Labor announced last week that Apprenticeship Carolina received a $11.5 million grant. $11,490,999. And that's great news, because I also serve on the Rock Hill Economic Development Council. And I'm recently new chairman of the Talent Development Committee. One of our goals, and one of our goals at school, but one of our major goals with the Talent Development Committee, is to grow apprenticeships in our area. And this is a huge, huge opportunity for us to get students connected with business and industry in apprenticeships.
So are you applying for some of this $11.5 million?
In fact, I'm having a meeting this afternoon with some folks to discuss that, how we can get our hands on some of these funds. Not quite sure yet if the business is the one that has to apply, because as I look at some of the overview here, some of the funds can, for scholarship, yes. So I would think that the business would apply. I don't think it's coming straight to us, the school, so to speak. I think it goes to the business that partners with the school.
But the bottom line is there's a pot of money there. Yeah,
the details are we're going to work out the details, but that is an awesome that's awesome news, because yeah. we need to me that is the best that's the best way to grow talent.
Well, we've talked on this program with Stephen Turner and others time and time again about having a skilled workforce to fill the slots that all of these new businesses and industries are bringing.
Yep.
They want a workforce that's ready to go.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is helping out in that challenge.
And I love this model, because it's difficult when we get a call from a business and they say, I need help, I need candidates with these skill sets. Can you get me in touch with students who just graduated? We can do that, and we do that, but this model here, getting them while they're still in school through an apprenticeship program and actually teaching them the trade at the same time they're in school, that's how you solve the skills gap.
So this would take them really to the next step, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Again, going back to that carpenter analogy I keep talking about, they would have their industry certification, but with this thing, it could go on.
And also paid, because according to what I'm seeing here, this can be in the form of scholarship. So if that business industry has an apprentice and that they want to send that apprentice to York Tech, Midlands Tech, Greenville, they want to send them to school, the company doesn't have to pay for that schooling. They can use these grant funds to help pay.
Yep. So if people want to learn more about Applied Technology, I'm sure you have a very robust website.
Yes, sir.
Which is?
Just go to the Rock Hill Schools website.
Okay.
And click on point to our schools.
Bingo. Applied Technology. You'll see everything you need. Well, Ron, thank you for everything that you're doing. Obviously, it's exciting times when you got over 1,600 students out there. The next thing we'll be talking about is you need to have more building space or something to handle all this. But good job. Thanks for being here with us today, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.
Sure, we'll do it again, I promise you. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. All right, Ron, I want you to get this right now. You're right? The little white letters, we all say it together at the count of three. Are you ready now? Don't screw this up. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. He's got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.